حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله. Verily all praise belongs to Allah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His assistance. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil that lies within our own souls and our own sinful actions. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whomsoever Allah guides this beautiful path of Islam cannot be misguided. And whomsoever Allah leads astray cannot be guided. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that there is no إله, there's no God إلا الله except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is unique alone without any equal or any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Allah tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die unless you have submitted yourself to Him. Allah tells mankind, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O mankind, fear your guardian Lord who created you from a single soul, and from that soul He created its mate, and from those two the rest of humanity came. And fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights through the ties of kinship, and give reverence to the womb that gave you birth, for Allah is an ever watcher over everything that you do. Then Allah tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and say that which needs to be said when it needs to be said. Speak the truth even when it is not easy. For by doing so, Allah will guide you towards righteous actions and forgive you of your sins. And whoever has obeyed Allah and His last messenger has already achieved the greatest achievement. أما بعد, as to what follows. فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best and most truest speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كلام الله القرآن القرآن. وَخَيْرُ الْحَدِّ حَدُّ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best example to be followed is the example of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The worst affairs, the worst matters are newly innovated matters that have been put into this religion that do not belong there. وَقُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. And every one of these new innovated matters is a bid'ah, it's an innovation. وَقُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every innovation is a misguidance. وَقُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance finds its place in the fires of hell. Our dear brothers and sisters, the topic today is about why we should love, honor, and follow our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is an ascending order of love, honor, and respect that is supposed to be placed in our hearts. The hearts of humanity should have a descending love, honor, and respect. And for the Muslims, the first place in our heart where love, honor, and respect should be is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is primary. Our primary love should be love for Allah above everything and everyone else. Our primary honor should be honor for Allah above anything and everyone else. And our primary source of guidance and our source to be followed is that of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The next in descending order is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Above everyone, above your father, above your mother, above your brothers, above your sisters, above your own soul, above your own self, becomes the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His honor is more sacred than our honor. His honor is more sacred than your mother's honor. His honor is more sacred than your children's honor. His honor is an inviolable sacred right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, in terms of following, there is no better person after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders than we follow the beloved example of our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know we should love him more than anyone else. Because Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa'adha, he was once walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, there is no one on this earth I love more than myself than you. And he said, O Umar, you won't have true faith. You won't have that real iman until I become more beloved to you than anyone else, including your own soul. He said, then by Allah, after this day, I love you more than I love anyone else, including my own soul. And we saw this from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and particularly from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa radha, a man whom I told you in this on this very minbar at the beginning of the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went with a sword in his own hand. So much hatred. He had so much hatred for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one else was willing to do this because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's clan, because of his tribe, because of the retaliation that would come. If you were to kill the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you would make war with Bani Hashim. This was a tribe you did not want war with. This is why Abu Talib commanded so much respect. This is why when he was alive, no one would dare think of harming the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in terms of killing him. They might harass him, maim him, but in terms of killing him, this was beyond bounds. But Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an was a different breed of man. He didn't care. He had had enough of hearing these things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if none of you have the guts to take care of him, I'll go and do it myself and I'll deal with whatever comes after it. So he had a sword in his hand on his way, right? And we know he was stopped by his sister and her husband, etc. And he ended up hearing verses from the Quran that touched his heart. This is why we say, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلِّ لَهُ. Whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided. Allah opened his heart to Islam. And the day he opened his heart to Islam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you hiding? This thing that you have is so amazing. It's so beautiful. Why are we hiding it from anyone? He said, no, let's go. And he became the first to bring them out and they started practicing Islam openly, publicly in the streets. This is the honor that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa radha brought to Islam. And it was based on the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, oh Allah, whichever these two you wish to guide, guide either Umar ibn al-Khattab or Umar, who we know as Abu Jahl. And Allah decided to guide Umar ibn al-Khattab. This same man who had so much tenacity, so much hatred for the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he was willing to take on the anger of all of Banu Hashim. 23 years later, when he was told that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had died, he pulled out that exact same sword and started threatening people because he could not imagine that someone he loved so much, someone that was more beloved to him than his own mother, someone that was more beloved to him than his own soul that rested in his body, he could not believe that he would be gone. And he started threatening people in Masjid Nabawi and said, no, he's going to be with Allah like Musa went to be with Allah and he'll be back with us. Don't you ever dare say he left. Until Abu Bakr, as you know, came and consoled him and told him to sit down. And when he realized the Prophet was really dead, he said, my knees could not support me anymore, and he just fell to the floor. This is the love that they had for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is a love that is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, فَتَبِعُونِي, then follow me. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, if you love Allah, then follow me. يُحْبِبَكُمُ اللَّهِ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah will love you and he will forgive you of your sins. Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and he will forgive you of your sins. Indeed, Allah is the Ghafir Rahim. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. So Allah commanded his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to say, if you love Allah, then you follow me. If you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you follow me. Allah then will love you. So following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, honoring the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, having the love for the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, having love for him, having love for his family, brings you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Ali Imran, قُلْ أَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Say, obey Allah and His Messenger. There are very few people that are honored in this way. Honored in this way. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a connection between him and another person with one letter. With one letter. أَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Say, obey Allah and His Messenger. Look at the honor. I mean, if you think about how the Quran is prose and how Allah speaks, the honor that is given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein the only separation between the obedience to Allah and His Messenger is one letter. One letter. Allah is trying to show us how important it is that obeying the Messenger is obeying Allah. And Allah says this later on in the Quran, and say, if you obey the Messenger, you've indeed obeyed Allah. Whatever the Prophet ﷺ gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you, abstain from it. So when we look at the life of the Prophet ﷺ, he was as Aisha radiallahu anha wa radaha. When she asked about his character, which Allah had already verified his character in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran that وَإِنَّكَ لَعَالَ خُلْقٍ عَذِيمٍ, that you are indeed upon خُلْقٍ عَذِيمٍ, means the greatest of character. There's no one who could have a better character than you. It is عَذِيمٍ. So his character was already testified in the Quran. Brothers, please move up. We have people waiting outside. His character was already testified to in the Quran. But one of the tabi'i asked Aisha radiallahu anha wa radah, explain the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character to me. So I can see him. This is the love that also the people who did not meet. And you can imagine us today, how much we would love to meet the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Those people that were born just one generation, too late. They grew up around people who saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. How painful that must be to talk to people who witnessed him, who spoke to him, who walked with him, who fought with him, etc., so on and so forth. So he asked Aisha radiallahu anha, what was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I can try to see him. She said, kana khuluquhu Quran. His character was the Quran. His character was the Quran. Whatever he did was because it's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. So we have the Quran with us today. We have this book. We read from this book. We recite this book. We memorize this book. But the Sunnah is the living embodiment of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the living embodiment of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was infallible when it came to the religion. When it comes to the religion, I cannot make a mistake. If it's other things, if you're asking me about, you know, how to build a wall or where we do war or how we should strategize, I'm a human being just like anybody else. But when it comes to this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him in this. We know this because he washed his heart when he was young, etc. So on, he made him of the greatest of human beings to ever walk the face of this earth. These are just the parameters upon which we should love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I could go on and on and on about how many ayat there are about obeying the Prophet, about having love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. But the question I have for you today is why? Why should we love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? We know, yes, it's commanded. That's easy to say. It's commanded, so we do it. That is the easiest level of obedience, right? Allah says, do something, we just do it. That is praiseworthy. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. But it's deeper to understand the why, and to know the why, and to understand exactly why do you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what I will give you, just a few small steps as a second part, inshallah. أَقُولُ قَوْلَ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِلَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن ولا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. The reason why we should love the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, I'll just tell you why I love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is something that I mentioned in my very first talk. I was thinking about it as I was thinking about this khutbah. Is that my very first talk in 2007, before there was, you know, such a thing as social media, etc. Before there was such a thing as viral videos. I had a clip from my very first talk at the end of it where I talked about why I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That clip still gets shared today. I still see it on TikTok and other things. It became viral before there was such a thing known as viral. And I said, because not only of my command from Allah to love him, but because of who he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you to know him, if you are to, and that's what I told this crowd of, and there was a lot of non-Muslims, if you were to truly know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, and I don't say was, because we say Muhammad al-Rasulullah, we say it in the present tense, because there is no other messenger after him. He's the messenger until the day of judgment. And as long as that Quran is still there, we still have the evidence of everything about him, etc., so on and so forth. I said, if you were to come to know who he is and who he was in his lifetime, you could not love him if you truly understood who he was. Because everything he did in his life was for two reasons. After receiving the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were two reasons that fueled everything he did after that. The first was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything he did was to obey and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's not a single soul walking the face of this earth that could have more love for Allah than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything was done for his love for Allah. Secondly, was his love for this ummah. The second reason why he did everything that he did, struggled the way that he struggled, sacrificed what he sacrificed, was called the names that he was called, went through the wars that he went through, outcast, outshunned by his people, all of the stuff he went through was for this ummah, because he wanted to make sure that the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it to this earth, would he be heard by other people. That was his mission. I talked about that in one of my khutbahs, that the second verse revealed to him was قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, get up and go warn mankind, tell people about Allah. Allah describes him, دَعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجٍ مُنِيرًا, that he is a caller to Allah by Allah's permission and lamp giving beautiful light. I told you in the farewell sermon, one of the last things he ever said before Allah sealed the Quran and or sealed this religion, and said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ, he said, those of you who are here, convey this message to those that are not here. So I said, the reason why I love the Prophet ﷺ so much is because he did so much for everyone else. He did so much for everyone else that this ummah survived and this deen survived to make it to a little boy like me at 18 years old in Greenville, South Carolina, in the middle of nowhere. How could I not love someone who had that much love for me? And he had never met me. Someone who loved his ummah so much that we had never met them. We hope that we can return even a small iota of the love that he has for us in loving him back, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I wrap it up with this. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of judgment, this is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. Mankind will be running around like mad on the day of judgment. I've mentioned this before, but this is another reason why we have so much love for the Prophet ﷺ. He said that every prophet was given a dua that they could answer in their lifetime, and the Prophet ﷺ said he saved his for the day of judgment. Everyone's running around like mad because the sky is falling apart, hellfire is being brought near, it's being dragged by all its chains, etc., so on and so forth. People are going to all the prophets asking them to ask Allah to start the day of judgment. They don't even care what happens to them after that point. Just tell him to start the day of judgment. All the prophets refuse. They all refuse and say, nafsi, 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 I'm worried about me. They are worried about themselves. The best of humanity don't even care that day about anybody else except for themselves. Finally, Isa says, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maybe he can help you. That's our last hope. And we go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he doesn't refuse. He does not refuse. He goes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes sujood to him for a very long time. How long? Who knows? Concept of time is gone at that point. But then finally Allah tells him, Qum and ask me. Get up and ask me. And what does he ask? He has one request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His request is for you. His request, the reason why he held on to that dua for so long, the reason why he suffered through so many things he could have gotten himself out of. He could have asked Allah to guide Abu Talib and use that. He could have asked Allah to save him on the day of Badr and guaranteed his success. He could have asked Allah to protect him during the battle of Ahzab and guaranteed his success. There's so many things he could have guaranteed. But he held on to that because he knew that you and I would come along. And on the day of judgment, we would need something. And he loved you so much that his only request will be, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, forgive them. And Allah will forgive the minor sins of this Ummah based on the shifa of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How? If you truly know who the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, how could you not love him? How? How could you not love him more than you love your own family? Because your own mother will turn on you on the Day of Judgment. Don't think it won't happen. If she could ransom you to her pet price in Jannah, she would ransom you. Your children, you think you would love them? On the Day of Judgment, you will sell them if Allah would give you paradise for it. I promise you, Allah promises us this. But our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will never abandon us. He did not abandon us during his life, and he will not abandon us on that day. We dare not abandon him either. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We love him. We honor him. His honor is sacred. His love is sacred in our hearts. And he is sacred to us as Muslims, always and forever, insha'Allah ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana lana dhunubana, wa asrafna fi amrina, wa thabbit aqdamana, wa ansurna ala qawmil kafirin. Allahumma ansur islamul muslimin, allahumma ansur wa'izz islamul muslimin, fi ghaza, fi kulli makan, yarhamur rahimin, wa dhirat ash-shirki wal mushrikin. Subhanaka rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا